This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. I want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, it's Daily Ticker time here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. We're awaiting Ross Tucker, our radio.com NFL insider, also the host of Home and Home on the radio.com app.
He wrote a piece this week, and it's something I want to get into later, just about Saquon Barkley and what the Giants should do with him. It is interesting because we've seen it with guys at the college level, and I know that's different, you know, when they walk away from the team and they sit out. You saw it from Bosa last year. He got banged up. He said, you know what, there's too much money on the line. I want to go be a high draft pick, and everybody criticized him for it, but now look how good he's been in year one for San Francisco. I wonder if you see that maybe more often going forward from NFL players in positions like this. I mean, the Giants are 2-8. They're not going anywhere. Saquon Barkley's got a lot of mileage already on him from what he did in college in his first 2 years in the league. You want to extend him and make him a high-paid guy. I guess it's a dilemma because he wants to play and he's a passionate dude, and it's going to be tough to make him sit out. But I thought Ross did a good job of laying out reasons of, hey, man, there's bigger fish to fry than just finishing this season, and you need to think about the next 5 to 6 years.
Yeah, but NFL teams run on an archaic level sometimes. I read an article on The Ringer about the day that Bill Belichick helped the fourth down attempts in the NFL. He didn't create them, but it was a game in 09. They played the Colts. They were at their own 28. Mm-hmm. It's 4th and 2. The Colts got a stop on third down. And many people thought they were just going to trust the Pats defense to win the game for them. And Belichick went for it. They didn't get it. The Colts ended up getting a game-winning touchdown and winning. And it set off a firestorm reaction because it was Bill Belichick and the Patriots of, why the hell would you do that? He was called out by Rodney Harrison, Teddy Bruschi, like former Patriot players were calling him out. And then you dive into the story more, and it turns out about a week after he went for it, everybody started learning that there was there's a guy kind of like Dave Bartu, but in the NFL, he runs an analytical website. He did it part-time. He's got a regular job. He just does this for fun. Well, the New York Times picked it up because somebody retweeted it, and it ran Peter King. All these people started calling him and saying, hey, can we talk about your math and how it breaks down? And basically his thing just says, you should go for it on fourth down. The percentages break down and where you're at and when you should. And suddenly people go, oh. And then they stopped killing Belichick for going for it on fourth down.
Teams
are archaic. And I think when you talk about load management or resting guys, I think it's always better to maybe just let the player decide, but a lot of players still want to play. So some teams won't think about those kinds of things the way that we do.
Yeah.
All right. We got him. We're good. Okay, joining us now is radio.com sports NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at indeed.com/hire. Catch Ross every weekday on Home and Home, his new show on radio.com/home, or search Home on the radio.com app. And he joins us now. Ross, thanks for joining us again, man. It's good to have you back on in Portland. I'm going to start with one big story in my mind because I think it makes the NFL look a little odd, and that's this Colin Kaepernick workout story. So the report goes that Kaepernick's going to work out Saturday for teams, and then suddenly it starts to be a little confusing of, are teams really going to be showing up? What kind of guys are going to show up? Is it going to be GMs? Is it just scouts? Colin Kaepernick seems a little uneasy about this. What have you made of this PR situation with the NFL and Colin Kaepernick?
Yeah, one of the weirdest things I can remember in quite some time. It's unprecedented. The NFL has never sort of scheduled a public, every team invited workout for a player, which is a whole other topic because that kind of sets a dangerous precedent, right? Like, you know, after they met with him this morning, maybe Antonio Brown said, why can't I get a workout? So
right.
That part of it's weird. My take on it has been that there's really three possible options. One is the NFL still has some legal liability potentially, and they're worried about that. And so they want to have this open workout. So it's evidence that they, you know, were not colluding against him. That's number one. Number two is it could just be a PR thing. If that's the case, kind of a weird PR move. I don't know if it's like working for him or not. And then number three, they could just be doing it out of the goodness of their hearts. I can pretty much guarantee it's not number three. So I think it's probably a PR thing. I'm wondering how much it has to do with Jay-Z, who they hired as, you know, social justice / entertainment, like halftime entertainment, which is a weird job title in and of itself, by the way. And I wonder if he just kept pushing them to give Kaepernick a workout, and they finally said, okay, we'll give him a workout. Now, there's been reports out that several teams were inquiring the NFL about Kaepernick, and that's why the NFL is holding this workout. But if that's the case, that in and of itself is weird, right?
That's, I mean, collusion, isn't it? Aren't those teams, Ross, basically saying, yeah, we couldn't do anything with Kaepernick because the league doesn't want us to bring that guy in?
Well, that's what's so weird. You know, I had over 10 in-season workouts during my time as a player when I unfortunately got cut at the end of final cuts in 05 and 06. And every time, you know, somebody reached out to my agent, my agent said, hey, the Lions want to work you out tomorrow. You'll get a call from Becky and she'll schedule the flight and you'll go. Okay. So the fact that teams are reaching out to the league itself is really, really weird. I think it's weird that Colin Kaepernick asked if it could be a later Saturday. I mean, there's only, what, six games left? Right. Seven games left? Why are you asking for a later Saturday at this point? You should do it as soon as possible. Everything about it's weird. I think, okay, it's in Atlanta. Why don't you have it in the morning? Because Auburn plays Georgia at 3:30, an hour and a half from Atlanta. There'll be a ton of scouts and executives going to that game, and they can hit up in the morning Kaepernick's workout before they drive out to Auburn, Alabama, yet the workout starts at 3:15.
Yeah.
I mean, I honestly, I'd be lying if I told you I knew what the heck was going on here. I just know it's really bizarre, and even Adam Schefter said today he's not sure whether or not it even ends up happening. It's a very, very weird thing. I don't see how it ends as a positive for the NFL.
Yeah. From one kind of controversial story, I guess, to another, you wrote a piece this week, and it was something we wanted to talk about today, just on Saquon Barkley. I mean, we know how talented he is early on in his career. The Giants are having a terrible season again. I think we're at 2-8 at this point, so we'll see you next season. But you know that Saquon Barkley is a future of that team. He's been banged up, has struggled to stay healthy. Should they sit him out at some point playing for the future?
Well, I believe that they should. It's hard for me to say as a guy that played 7 years and 2001 to 2008, back when, you know, like if you could possibly play, you played. Like that's just the way it worked. If you could play, you're going to play. That was the deal. But times have changed, and especially when you consider the money he's making. Look, I got a bunch of college buddies that working on Wall Street, working finance, working hedge funds. And I talked to them about this, and their whole point was, you know, if you're really invested in the Giants and you really care about the Giants, you want them to win as many games and have as many chances at a playoff berth and sustained success as possible over the next 10 years. We can all agree on that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's over for this year in terms of them actually being able to have a playoff berth. We also can all agree that every NFL player, but especially a running back, is a depreciating asset, and that he only has so many snaps in him. He only has so many explosive plays in his body. that he's going to be able to give to the New York Giants. And so the thought process is, why waste any of those? So not only is there an injury risk every time you put them out there, but you're also wearing down, you know, arguably your most precious asset for not a real good reason. I mean, the reasons would be all short term. It would be, maybe you could argue that helps Daniel Jones' development. I don't know. I don't know if I'm really buying that, number one. Number two would be, well, these fans who have paid for tickets to these games, they want to see the best players, and they paid their money. Yeah. That I get that. And if I took my son, I was a Giants fan, I'd want to see Saquon too. But if you're really a Giants fan and you really care about the team, you're really thinking more long-term than that, and you really want them to be good for years. And there's just not a lot of value to having him play, especially when he's clearly not 100%. And you'd be putting miles on your best car. You know what it is? It's like putting miles on your Porsche driving slow through the snow and mud. It's just not real bright, right? Keep the Porsche away until it's sunny, and then take that baby for a spin. It just doesn't make that much sense to do it. But of course they'll do it because Shermer doesn't want to get fired, right? And you know, people just aren't able to look at it through that prism.
Yeah, Ross, I'll get you out of here on this one, man. Who's the best team in the NFL? Please don't just say the Patriots to say the Patriots. Who do you really think is the best team in the NFL?
Baltimore Ravens. I do a podcast every Tuesday. I do a Power Rankings podcast every Tuesday, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, available, by the way, on the radio.com app, which is the greatest app of all time. And I had the Ravens number one, and I don't think it's outlandish. I do the Power Rankings based on if these teams played a 3 or a 5 or a 7 game series in my backyard or Wichita, Kansas or Portland, Oregon, I don't care, just some place with no home field advantage. People have no idea how to stop Lamar Jackson and what the Ravens are doing offensively. I saw them run the option 4 or 5 times against the Bengals on Sunday. I think that the Ravens in a 5-game series in my backyard right now would beat anybody. So I got the Baltimore Ravens. That doesn't mean they'll win the 1-game scenarios that happen in January, but it means they're the best right now.
Yeah. Ross Tucker, our NFLradio.com insider. You heard it there. The podcast, the Power Rank podcast at radio.com as well. And he is the co-host. Catch him every day on Home and Home. It's his new show on radio.com/home, or search Home on the radio.com app and you'll find it there. Ross, thanks so much for hopping on with us, man. It was nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Yeah, likewise. Anytime. Thank you so much for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.